Hello, this is Alan Tepper for Pro Video Coalition and Beyond Podcasting, and we're here today testing the Rode NT-USB mini USB microphone, but not with the stock version. This one has been fortified with Rode's WS2 windscreen, which I'm using as a pop filter, since I heard so many reviews of this microphone, which suffered from plosives. And I'm also using it with Rode's mini tripod stand instead of the interesting magnetic base that comes with the Rode NT-USB mini, but is way too short to use on a table or desk with standard height without bending down. The NT-USB mini can also be mounted on a flexible arm like the one I use in the studio, but right now I'm in a hotel room where it's about 33 degrees outside Celsius, so I'll turn on the air conditioner, which is at the opposite end of the room, to see how much you hear the air conditioner with this condenser mic, which is rated at 20 Hz to 20 kHz, and therefore picks up more background rumble than most dynamic mics do under the same circumstances. Then you'll hear two versions, the RAW and the one after Hindenburg Journalist Pro's noise reduction, which I'll add to one of the versions in post. The air conditioner is now on. Can you hear the air conditioner? We are indeed recording at our exclusive 48 kHz audio sampling frequency, which indeed is Rode's exclusive sampling frequency too in this microphone, which I applaud since it makes it foolproof. Be sure to go to 48kHzAlliance.com. I am hearing myself with my isolating headphones, latency-free, thanks to the Rode NT-USB Mini's 3.5mm headset jack, which has way enough amplification for my favorite CB1 from Status Audio, and even more for higher impedance models. I also personally confirmed that this 3.5mm headphone jack, although built for TRS headphones, is also bulletproof and can work fine with TRRS headsets and simply ignores the head microphone. Now we'll hear our standard text for testing microphones and preamps. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Part 3, my translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you will find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.